All right, you know, last week I spoke about the dangers of not having faith. While I was preparing for today's podcast, I felt like I omitted something. And what I omitted is one of the most dangerous dangers of not having faith is that you are at the risk of missing heaven. And not just that, you are at the risk of missing your reward. You know, Jesus was speaking and he said, whoever comes to him must believe that he is and is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. It is important that you have faith in Jesus. I'm telling you the truth. Everything you do will become a waste of time if you don't have faith in Jesus. I just felt like it is important for me to say this before I even go into what we'll be discussing today, which is the killers of faith, all right? One of the dangers of not having faith is that you are at the risk of missing heaven. Everything Jesus died for, everything Jesus came for, you would lose it. You would not experience it if you don't have faith in Jesus. It is not as important as this one. Every other thing is not as important as this one. You can say, I want faith to move mountains, I want faith to get healed, and all of that. And most likely it would work for you. Yes, most likely it would work for you. But the most important of them all is faith in Jesus. Without it, without faith in Jesus, you would never experience the life Jesus has promised you after death. And it's not, you know, I keep saying, if you have listened to my podcast often, you would have heard me say something like, it is not just going to heaven that is the aim anymore. Going to heaven has been guaranteed because you have faith in Jesus. But how you live here for him determines the reward you will get in heaven. Prizes would be given in heaven. Crowns would be given. More responsibilities will be given. Estates will be given. Your father will welcome you and say, be responsible for this one. Take this one. But if you don't serve him and commit your life to the service of Jesus here by faith, you will not just miss heaven, but you would have no reward. Yeah, you would have no reward. So that's what I want to say, that one of the most dangerous dangers, I don't know if that's correct, but one of the most dangerous dangers in not having faith is losing heaven, missing heaven, losing your reward. All right. So today, like I said, we'll be talking about the killers of faith, the killers of faith. Hello, dear friend. My name is Amechi and I'm the anchor voice of Eden. Aside that, I'm a pro graphics designer, I love to sing, I'm an author, and I love Jesus. We are on a mission to expose people to the truth of who they are in Christ Jesus, to build a generation that loves God, fears God, and serves God, to raise and empower people that cherish the Word of God. Join us as we journey into God's rest. The faith you have, you must learn to guard it. The faith you have, you must learn to guard it. It is not, you know, I spoke to you last week about not having faith. Now you have faith, but something is trying to kill the faith that you have. They try in different ways, all right? It can come through a conversation you're hearing with somebody. It can come through a movie you watched. It can come through a word somebody said. It can come through a music you heard. Something somehow is after your faith. Every day you wake up, let me tell you the truth, the devil is trying to kill faith. You remember I said last week that the scripture said, when Jesus comes, will he find faith on the earth? It is faith that pleases him. When we do not have faith, when he doesn't find faith, he is not pleased. And the devil will do anything to kill your faith. He'll do anything to kill your faith. Like I said, he can do it through a conversation. He can do it through a movie. He can do it through anything around you. Just the problem, sends a problem around your way so that you can fall into either one of these things I'll be mentioning. And if you fall into any of them, your faith is at risk. He has gotten your faith. He's choking your faith and he wants to kill your faith. I said last week and I will repeat again, one way you can build faith and grow faith is by hearing the word and prayer. one of the ways you can receive faith and build your faith is by hearing the word. By hearing the word, faith comes. And when you decide to pray on those things you have heard, faith grows. Your faith is built. The Bible says, building up your most holy faith, praying in the Spirit. And it says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. All right, guys, let me do you the honors and welcome you to today's podcast. My name is Amechi Victor Okeke. Unfortunately, again, my wife won't be joining me, but I hope she joins us soon, right? I hope. All right. Anyway, so I said we'll be talking about the killers of faith. I want you to do me a favor and share this podcast with anyone you think this podcast is going to bless, anyone who you think the enemy is after their faith, anyone who you think the enemy is trying to choke their faith. I believe strongly that this podcast is going to bless them, and I want you to quickly share it with them. You can pause the podcast right now, share it with them, and then come back to listen. All right, and then come back to listen. So let's talk about the first killer of faith. Drum rolls. Brrr. All right, so the first killer of faith is anxiety. I'll be reading Philippians chapter 4 from verse 6 to 7. And it says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. Do not be anxious about anything, but by prayer and supplication. But in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto him. And he says, and the peace of God will, that surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. Listen, sometimes, like I said, one of the ways the enemy attacks your faith is by speaking, letting you go into a conversation and all of that. And one thing that conversation, that movie, that thought is trying to raise is to get your heart to a place where it is anxious. And anxiety is one of the silent killers of faith. Did you get me? Anxiety is. It says, do not be anxious about anything, but instead of being anxious, pray. It says, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Anytime you are anxious, you are most likely not praying. The time you give for anxiety is prayer time. Every time you sit down to think and be anxious and worry, what you are doing is that you are exchanging valuable prayer time for whatever anxiety is going through your mind. So every time you allow anxiety come in, you are out of faith. Listen to me. Anxiety and faith cannot cohabit. One has to give way for the other to stay. If you are anxious, then you are out of faith. Yes. If you are anxious, you are most likely out of faith, especially when the anxiety has grown to the end stage. You know how cancer grows. So it's that little. It just feels like, hey, I'm not really anxious, but I just don't want things to go wrong. And then it grows, and then it grows, and then you keep praying. You don't find yourself in a place where you pray. And then you skip supplication. You don't find your place in the place where you supplicate for others. And then most importantly, you skip thanksgiving. One of the most important, one of the effective remedies to anxiety is thanksgiving. You must learn to give thanks. You must learn to give thanks. It doesn't matter how things looks. Give thanks. Give thanks. The scripture says prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. So thanksgiving is not a substitute. It's what accompanies prayer and supplication. You pray, you supplicate, and you make sure you back both of them with thanksgiving. Thanksgiving has to go along with both of them. So that's one of the silent killers of faith, anxiety. All right. So let's beware of anxiety. Let's beware. Anxiety and faith cannot cohabit. We need to consciously rid ourselves of anxiety. I'm saying this with all seriousness. We need to consciously rid ourselves of anxiety. All right. So the next silent killer of faith is worry. You know, sometimes people say worry and anxiety are one and the same, but I'll choose to separate them, because sometimes people are just anxious. They have this level of unrest inside of them. And then you find some other set of people that are just worried. They're not necessarily anxious. It has not gotten to the level of anxiety. They are just worried. I think anxiety is the elder brother of worry. Yeah? You know, people say, well, I'm just worried. I just hope this goes well. And when somebody says, I'm anxious, I'm really anxious about this thing, I think anxiety is the elder brother of worry. So let's look at Matthew chapter 6. And verse 27 says, and which of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to your lifespan? Now let's jump to verse 30. Verse 30 says, give me a minute, let me find verse 30. Alright, verse 30 says, but if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today are alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore, do not be worried, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? For the Gentiles seek after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Listen, my friend. Verse 27, where we read, say, which of you by worrying can add a single hour to your life? One of the silent killers of faith is worry. Where there is worry, you cannot find faith there. If you worry about something, you fail to trust God in this area, in that particular area. So where we read in Matthew is saying that which of you have worried and added this thing to your life? But he says we shouldn't get to that point where we are worrying. He even said, oh, you of little faith, you're worrying, what will I eat? What will I wear? What will I do? And he said, you have little faith. So every time worry comes, worries drain your faith. It saps your faith. It sucks your faith. And if worry gets to anxiety, faith is not found there. Faith cannot be found there. So my friends, what I'm saying is that we should be careful about letting our heart arrive at the place of worry. In Matthew, where we read chapter 6, he's saying that instead of worrying, we should seek first the kingdom of God. And you see, those things that we worry about, he will give them to us even if we do not ask. He says, all these things will be added to you. How do you seek the kingdom of God? You seek it by faith. You wake up every day believing that God is set to do something new in your life. You go out every day believing that the things he said, he will do it again. He will come through for you. That, my friend, is faith. Every time worry is trying to rise up in your heart, choose faith instead. Say out loud, I decide to trust God. I seek after the kingdom. And I know that the things that I should worry about, the things the enemy is trying to make me worry about, God will give them to me because I chose to walk by faith. All right. So the next silent killer of faith is F-E-A-R, fear. Fear is another silent killer of faith. And we'll be reading from Matthew chapter 14 from verse, let me see. I think I'll read from, let me read from 26. Yes. But when his disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified and said, it is a ghost. And they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, take heart. Listen, they cried out in fear. Jesus said, take heart. It is I. Do not be afraid. And Peter answered and said, Lord, if it is you, command me to come. Command me to come to you on the water. He said, come. So Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water and came to Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid. Part of the things that builds fear or that will grow fear in our heart is either what we see or what we hear. What we see or what we hear. The first part where fear rose in their heart, they saw him walking on the water and they thought it was a ghost. The second time where we were hearing about fear was Peter looking and seeing the wind, the storm, and he became afraid. Firstly, Jesus spoke to them when they saw him. He said, "No, it is not the ghost, it is I." And he said, "Do not be afraid." And the next thing that was happening, Peter said, "If you are the one, ask me to come." And he said, okay, come. And Peter set out and started walking towards him. But Peter arrived at the place where he also took note of the wind and the storm, and fear rose in his heart. Listen, my friend, you must be very careful what you observe. Be very careful what you hear and what you observe. Just as faith comes by hearing, fear also comes by hearing. It depends on what you are hearing. Be careful what you observe. Guard your eyes, guard your ears. Don't observe everything. Don't listen to everything. Sometimes what will cause you not to enter the things Jesus has promised for you are the things you have been seeing around you. The fear that marriages are bad. You are seeing, you're observing the wrong marriages. And maybe that's all you see around you. And you're observing it over and over and over and over again. And then fear rises in your heart. And then you become afraid. And Jesus is saying, do not fear. Fear is a killer of faith. If you are afraid for too long, you would never have faith. Except you deal with your fears today, faith cannot rise in your heart. And I said, how does faith come? By listening, by studying the word. And it grows by prayer. So my dear friend, if you want to eradicate worry, anxiety, and fear, get to the word. Start building your faith. Start studying the word of God. Start reading the word of God. In fact, one other thing you need to apply that will make it very fast and effective is if you start declaring the words that you are reading. Say them out. Say them out. Especially as it is relating to that particular area that you are afraid about, afraid of, you're worried about, or you are anxious about. All right? So let us quickly run. The fourth silent killer of faith is doubt. And I'll be reading Matthew chapter 21. Matthew 21, let me look for the verse. Okay, let's read from verse 18. In the morning, as he returned to the city, he became hungry. And seeing a fig tree by the wayside, he went to eat and found nothing on it, but only leaves. And he said, may no fruit ever come from you again. And the fig tree withered at once. When the disciples saw this, they were marveled, saying, how did the fig tree wither at once? And Jesus answered them, truly I say to you, if you have faith and do not doubt, you will not only do what has been done to this fig tree, but even if you say to this mountain, be taken up and thrown into the sea, it will happen. Jesus said, if you have faith and do not doubt. Doubt is a silent killer of faith. Faith and doubt cannot cohabit. The scripture was saying in James that one of the reasons why you do not receive anything from God is because you are double-minded. It's because we are double-minded. And double-mindedness is doubt. So my dear friend, anytime you notice you are doubting, you are double-minded about the things Jesus is saying, get into the word. Pray. Raise your voice against that doubt. Every time you're thinking, what if it doesn't? That is doubt that is about to be sown into your heart. A seed of doubt. And is a killer of faith. It's a killer of faith. Now let's quickly run to the last one before I wrap up this podcast. The last killer of faith is in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 7. Proverbs 3, verse 7 says that, let me read. Okay, it says, do not be wise in your own eyes, fear the Lord, and run away from evil. So one of the silent killer of faith is logic. Logic is not always bad, all right? Now, this is very dicey. your ability to think is not the problem, but it can become a problem. When your thoughts, your ability to think, logic, comes in between faith, then logic can kill your faith. When you prefer to choose logic over faith, then logic can kill your faith. There are certain things that Jesus would ask you to do that are not logical. In the human wisdom, you can't understand why you should do that. But faith guarantees that you do that. So do you understand what I'm saying? You need to rise up against anxiety, against worry, against fear, against doubt, and most times against logic. This, my friend, can kill your faith. They can kill faith. So like I've shared, I want you to take some time and watch your life. Go through the things you are thinking about. Anytime you notice that you're anxious, you're worried, you're afraid, you have fear, you are doubting, or logic is trying to come in between what God has asked you to do, get into the Word and also pray. Prayer builds your faith. The word gives you faith. All right, get into the Word or pray. Listen, sometimes you can notice that you are afraid, but yet you still choose to act in faith. I keep saying God doesn't lead us in the direction of fear. So every time you notice you're afraid, still act in the direction of faith. Every time you notice that maybe you are a bit worried, still act in the direction of faith. Ignore the feeling of worry. Ignore that thing that makes you feel like you're anxious. Ignore the fear. Ignore the doubt. Ignore logic and choose to act in faith. Because if you respond to these things, they'll kill your faith. Yes, they'll kill your faith. So guys, really, I want to say thank you for joining me on this faith series. Even though I didn't know it was going to be like a faith series, I just started talking about faith. And I'll need you to listen to the first podcast, the second, and the third. The first podcast, I really spoke about faith, and I spoke about how important it is to have faith. Then the next time, I spoke about the dangers of not having faith. All right. And today I'm talking about the killers of faith. So take some time and listen to this podcast, and you can share it with your friends. And I know God will bless them tremendously. Thank you, guys. God bless you. Let me pray with you shortly before I go. Heavenly Father, I thank you for my listeners. Thank you for teaching us on faith. Thank you for opening your Word to us concerning faith. Help us to guard those faith that you have given to us. Help us to guard that faith that you have given to us. And help us to run with such perseverance, knowing that at the end, because we believe that you are, because we diligently seek after you, we would all get your rewards and we'll be happy when this reward comes. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, guys. I'll see you next week, Saturday, by God's grace. Bye-bye and have a beautiful weekend. Thank you for listening to today's episode of Voice of Eden podcast. We hope it was a blessing to you. Kindly follow us on social media @Voice of Eden. Share with your friends and keep God first.